You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show, heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Trafalgar, your guide to visit Britain.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. And this week, we're going to be talking about a destination that is very close to my heart. It's the place where I was born and where Christopher Robin went down to Buckingham Palace with Alice. Yes, in the course of the next hour, we're off to discover an amazing homeland of mine, and we hope to bring you some really great British moments. The depth of British culture gives us everything from Shakespeare to the Beatles. The rich history and tradition spans medieval cities and castles to the world's longest reigning monarch. And the stunning countryside and gardens of Britain stretch from the spectacular coastline of Cornwall to the heart-stopping beauty of the Scottish Highlands. Our show today will be in two parts. My first guest is Carl Walsh, who is the Director of Travel, Trade and Business Visits in North America for Visit Britain. And Carl is going to take us across the Atlantic on a whirlwind expedition to take in some of the most beloved landmarks, as well as to discover Britain's new and happening sites. So a warm welcome to the Travel Show, Carl.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, it's great to have you with us here. And later on in the show, I'm going to also be talking to Wolf Pownich, who is the Canadian President for Trafalgar. And Trafalgar offer a comprehensive programme of guided vacations, tailor-made to help you experience much of what Carl and I are going to be talking about over the course of the next little while. So, Carl, we've got to start the show by talking about what amazing value Great Britain is right now.
It is, Chris. It's amazing value right now. It really is the time to travel. 2017 is looking very, very positive for the UK. The rate of exchange right now is about $1.64 to the pound, and it hasn't been that low since August 2013.
And to put it in context, it used to be over two.
Absolutely, so yeah. So it's really reduced dramatically. And then hand in hand with the change in exchange rate, you've got really affordable flights right now. So overall, we do believe that 2017 is the time to travel if you've got any interest in visiting either your homeland, going to trace your ancestors back, you know, walk in the steps of your ancestors. With the affordable value right now, it is the time to travel.
Yeah. And a great way to ensure value, of course, is to prepay in Canadian dollars.
Absolutely, yeah. One thing that we always encourage our consumers is, you know, buy before you fly. It's a nice little phrase to run with. Buying products in advance, apart from your hotels or your flights, you know, you can buy your attraction passes, you can buy your transportation passes, such as the British Rail, subway, the tubes around London. Buy before you fly for any of the activities that you want to undertake. You're certainly going to be saving money. And it's actually cheaper for international travellers to prepay. Purchase a lot of that activity in advance rather than wait until they get to the UK.
For sure. And there are so many links between Canada and Great Britain, of course.
Absolutely, Chris. Yes. I mean, the last statistics we have show that 6.5 million Canadians classify themselves as having English origin, 4.5 million as having Scottish origin,
wow.
And 500,000 as having Welsh origin. So there's a real pull back towards, you know, people's heritage and history. And a lot of Canadians really do value what Britain has to offer and want to go back, not just for the first time, but as a repeat traveller, to really experience, you know, where their heritage really lies.
And one of the things I know listeners often talk to me about when we talk about Britain and Ireland is tracing roots, tracing their family roots.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's quite a few websites out there that will support that. There is the nationalarchives.com, which will basically give anybody with any interest in their heritage in Britain, they can do a full search on that. But then particular regions as well, Scotland are very, very proactive with regards to really pushing out the ancestry back to the Canadian market. And ancestralscotland.com is a dedicated website where people can trace their roots back to Scotland as well as their clans as well.
And of course, there are so many cultural riches within Britain. There's something for everybody.
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, I think the key thing to remember is that Britain is one small island made up of three distinct and unique countries, England, Scotland and Wales, all with very different landscapes with different cuisines, with different regional accents. The landscape itself between England, for example, would be the rolling green hills that you would have seen on the television series, yeah, with, you know, quaint sandstone cottages littered throughout small villages. In Wales, you have a rugged coastline with mountainous areas in the north of Wales. And then on to Scotland with the lochs, the glens, the fells, really barren areas in the north of Scotland, and then beautiful islands as well, which would be in competition to some of the Caribbean islands, not on the temperature, but definitely on the beaches and the turquoise waters.
Yeah. Now, you were saying this is the time, 2017 is the year, and another reason why this is the time and this is the year is that there are some great anniversaries happening.
Absolutely, yes. In Britain, we love a good anniversary. And again, back to the three distinct cultures, we have three distinct anniversaries that we're celebrating this year. For example, in Scotland, we're celebrating the year of history, heritage and archaeology. And that really takes a step back in time to look at where Scotland came from with regards to from the battlefields to the conquests that have gone on through fighting throughout the years, right through to the Industrial Revolution, and really what Scotland brought to the table with regards to history, heritage and archaeology. And then that was displayed throughout the world and the impact they've had on the rest of the world. Within Wales, it is the year of myths and legends. Now, actually, for those film buffs out there, the King Arthur is about to be released in March of this year. That has been filmed predominantly in Wales. Some of the landscape is really going to bring together that folklore, myths and legends as well.
Right. And I've loved the BBC series Sherlock Holmes. It's one of my personal favourites right now. There's an anniversary centred around that too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's 125th year anniversary of the first Sherlock Holmes short story. Now, London plays a very key part within all of Sherlock Holmes's stories. And so it's become part of a character in itself. So, you know, anybody who's a literary buff who wants to go and follow the Sherlock Holmes trail. You know, there are hotels named after Sherlock Holmes, which are featured on Baker Street. You can go and visit number 221B Baker Street itself.
Yes.
And also there is the Sherlock Holmes pub, so you can basically go and find lots of memorabilia with regards to Dr. Watson's revolver and also his favourite food, which was the Cumberland sausage.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's much of your fact for today. Another fact that just blew me away is it's been 20 years since the first of the Harry Potter books came out.
Absolutely, yes. 20 years since the first J.K. Rowling book. And, you know, this is an ideal opportunity for family travel and multi-generational travel, because what we're seeing is a big trend right now from the Canadian market that multi-generational travel is on the up. So there's the grandparents, their children, and then the grandkids. They want to go and experience everything that Britain has to offer. So that's, you know, educating the kids on the heritage and the history of the country, but also doing the fun, quirky things that we know will appeal to children as well. So Harry Potter, you know, you can go and look at Platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross Station in London.
Does that really exist?
It really does exist. And also one of my favourites is actually the Warner Brothers studio, the making of Harry Potter. The key thing here is it's not a theme park. Mm-hmm. It's actually the making. So you're actually watching the sets where they actually filmed the making of all of these series.
Oh, wow.
And it's absolutely incredible. But then in addition to that, all of the Harry Potter films that translated from the books have been filmed right throughout England, Scotland and Wales. So you can actually experience some of these beautiful landscapes like the steam train running over Glenfinnan Viaduct in Scotland.
That viaduct shot is one of the things that's impinged on my mind.
Beautiful, yeah. And, you know, I defy anybody who's a Harry Potter fan or not to not be overwhelmed by the amount of beautiful connections to Harry Potter.
And one of the grown-up things, of course, you can do is the Potter exhibition at the British Library.
Yes, absolutely. That's a brand new attraction, which is just shortly to open.
Fantastic. So how do we research and plan our trip to Britain?
So there's a couple of websites that I would suggest. Visitbritain.com, that is the main website that basically gives you everything from ideas for a first-time traveller through to a repeat traveller. That's information on accommodations, whether that's from a budget level right up to 5-star, self-catering, etc. Then it breaks it down into regions and also by themes. So if you've got a particular theme, for example, you may be a literary buff who wants to go and walk in the steps of Jane Austen or of Shakespeare, basically that content and information is within that website to really plan your trip as best you can.
Right. And at Trafalgar Tours, trip, of course, is a wonderful way of doing it.
Absolutely. The guided vacations really make things simple. It takes the stress and the strain out of anybody having to plan their own trip. The guided vacation, it's all inclusive. You have your accommodation prepaid. You have entrance into attractions, all of the leading attractions nationwide. You can take a Pan Britain tour where you're seeing everything in one vacation, or you can actually split down into individual regions such as Devon and Cornwall in the southwest of England, Wales, or just Scotland. But it really does bring everything together, and it makes it very effortless, authentic, and fun.
Great. And we'll be talking about that later on in the show, of course, as well. Now, just indulge me for a moment, Carl, as I put in a quick plug here for the county where I was born and brought up. It's Northamptonshire, which is, of course, right in the heart of England. It's right where the home counties gently merge into East Anglia and the Midlands, and it's quintessential British countryside. It's best conjured up by its own poet. He's called the peasant poet, John Clare, back from the 19th century. And this is just a drop of what he said. As if the drops of April showers had wooed the sun and changed to flowers, the brook resumes her summer dresses, purling neath grass and watercresses, and mint and flag leaves swarding high, there blooms to the unheeding eye, the summer tracks about its brink are fresh again where cattle drink, and on its sunny bank the swain stretches his idle length again, while all that lives enjoys the birth of frolic summer's laughing mirth. That's Northamptonshire for me. I love it. We're going to take a quick break now, but do keep listening, because when we come back, we're going to be exploring the length and the breadth of Britain. We're visiting just a few of Britain's exciting cities and hear more about the heritage and the celebrations in the Year of Legends and the Year of History, Heritage and Archaeology in Scotland as well. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Relive the journey of the Irish Celts throughout history. An epic tale set to the rhythm of the dance. Burlington Performing Arts Center turns green with pride as a wealth of Irish talent step dances its way into your fiercely beating heart. Rhythm of the Dance.
Starring the National Dance Company of Ireland, March 19th at Burlington Performing Arts Center. Order your tickets at burlingtonpac.ca.
Hi, I'm Naz.
And I'm Wally.
Of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour.
The one great thing about the sports legends of yesteryear, they speak their mind.
And they share it with us. Listen in Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for some real sports talk.
Right here on Zoomer Radio. No scripts, no filters, just straight from the heart conversation.
Tonight, try something different. Order arancini, authentic rice balls made from 100% Italian arborio rice, mozzarella cheese, and fresh tomato sauce. Call Pizzaville at #3636 from a cell phone or order online at pizzaville.ca.
Challenge the conventional with luxury that sets you apart. At Infiniti, we have just what you're looking for. Whether it's the highly acclaimed Q50 sports sedan, the versatile 7-passenger QX60, or the all-new QX30 crossover, your next luxury performance vehicle is right here. This month only, enjoy lease rates as low as 0% or special cash incentives up to $6,000. But hurry, exceptional offers like these won't last. So visit your GTA Infinity retailer for a test drive today.
Let me tell you about the woman who went shopping with nothing on. Her husband asked her to pick up his vitamin supplements and some organic snacks. She said, I can't run all over the place. But he said, it's all in one place. Healthy Planet. I'm kind of busy right now. But you have nothing on. And so she ran over to Healthy Planet because the expert advice and everything she needs, everything he needs, everything you need to be healthy and keep the planet healthy is not all over the place. It's all over at Healthy Planet. Live life healthy at Healthy Planet.
Come to Young People's Theater for an adventure of enormous proportions. James and the Giant Peach is a musical the Toronto Star calls tasty and entertaining, a show the whole family will enjoy. On stage until March 18th, including March break. Book now. Some shows are sold out. Call 416-862-2222.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Trafalgar, your guide to visit Britain.
He's been there, done that, and wants to go back. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. This week, we're touring around Britain. And you'll feel right at home here. It's safe, there's no language barrier, and the infrastructure, of course, is superb. And all you need is to head to the nearest pub and feel the warmth and the hospitality of the British people. We have strong centuries-old cultural ties. Did you know, for instance, that four Canadian prime ministers were actually born in Britain? And even one British prime minister was actually born here in Canada. Even the place names may be familiar, but if you do want someone else to do the driving, then you could do no better than a guided vacation from Trafalgar that will take care of all the details, but still allow plenty of time to personally explore the place. I'm here with Carl Walsh from Visit Britain, who is bringing us up to date on all that Britain has to offer. And for me, London will always have a pretty special place in my heart, Carl, because I was living in Kentish Town for a number of years, near Regent's Park in the 1980s, I think it was. And even if you take a Trafalgar tour around Britain, I would recommend adding on some time in the nation's capital of London. What do you recommend from your insights as the must-sees, must-dos in London?
I think there's so many things to do in London, Chris. First of all, to the Trafalgar Tours point of view, they do an exclusive tour of London, which basically is a really good immersion where you're with a local tour director. It's all about local experiences, taking you to places off the beaten track. So it's a wonderful way of experiencing. Yeah. But if you're there on your own or in addition with some add-on time outside of a Trafalgar tour, some of our top attractions would include the Tower of London, where you can actually do a private tour of the Crown Jewels, which not a lot of people are aware of. Westminster Abbey, where William and Kate married. The view from the Shard, which is the largest and tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, with beautiful views at the top and amazing restaurants within the building as well. A great way to get around would be a hop-on and hop-off tour, which gives you that flexibility to see all of the sights in a short period of time.
I did that last time I was in London. It is a great way to actually just get a flavour of everything.
Wonderful, wonderful way of actually experiencing London. It takes you to all of the key attractions. It's affordable, and you basically get 48 hours to fit as much as you possibly can in. And then some of the quintessential things that I would always recommend would be afternoon tea. Why not go to afternoon tea for scones and clotted cream and jam at one of the five-star hotels, or it doesn't have to be at a high value. You can actually go to one of our many restaurants that would also offer that quintessential experience.
Right. And I would add my two penny worth, which is get out on the river, get out on a boat and perhaps go down to Greenwich and see the city from the river. I think that's a lovely way of doing London.
Absolutely. And actually those hop-on, hop-off tours now include a free river trip as well.
Perfect.
So basically you're making more value for your money. We're already talking about how good value it is right now with the exchange rate.
Yep.
There are lots of money-making, money-saving ways to actually, you know, maximise your Canadian dollar when you're over in the UK.
Yeah. And, of course, London theatre is now that much more affordable with the dollar exchange rate.
Absolutely more affordable. And a little tip is actually it's always been more affordable than Broadway as well, which not a lot of people are aware of. But it's an amazing experience to experience the West End theatre. There are plays for everybody, musicals for everybody. You've got your musicals like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or right. Aladdin, which would suit obviously all generations,
yes.
But especially the kids. And then we've got a couple of new productions about to launch, An American in Paris, which opens up in March of this year, 42nd Street, which will be transferring obviously from Broadway back to the West End, and then a brand new one, Sleepless, which is the musical based on Sleepless in Seattle. So that should be a really fun musical that's just about to launch.
I know my wife Dara wants to see that one. So that's on the list next time we're in town. While we're talking theatre, we have to mention Stratford, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. And so for those people who have a strong interest in Shakespeare, I mean, you can use London as your base and actually travel out just for the day to Stratford. However, what I would recommend is spending a couple of nights in Stratford-upon-Avon itself. You can get tickets to see one of the amazing productions at the Royal Shakespeare Company. Mm. You can follow in Shakespeare's footsteps back to his school where he actually was educated, and also Anne Hathaway's cottage, which is basically, these are all open attractions to the public, and actually really step back in time with costume-themed people, you know, talking you through and guiding you through that experience.
Yeah, I did that last time I was in the UK.
It is amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Now, some place else to add to the list perhaps this year is Hull.
Absolutely, yes. So this year is going to be the capital of culture for Hull. Hull on the eastern region of England. It's really going to be transformed throughout 2017. It's basically being put on the map to reinvest and really turn it around into a modern contemporary city, whilst also retaining its original roots, which was as a shipping port.
Right. Now, the British music experience is moving from London to Liverpool. And that, again, is one of these things that all age groups would love.
Absolutely. And I can think of nowhere better than to move it to Liverpool,
yeah.
Which is obviously where the Beatles came from. So a really great city, which has, again, gone through an amazing transformation. It's an extremely contemporary city. It basically lives off the music industry that it was built on. An absolutely amazing experience. So the British music experience will cover all decades of music, of British music right throughout.
Yeah, okay, that's on my list too. Edinburgh. Edinburgh is, of course, a capital of Scotland and an amazing city in its own right.
Absolutely, yes. And I think one of the big things that we should be talking about is it's the 70th anniversary of the Edinburgh Festivals. The Edinburgh Festivals run through July and August each year. It's a series of 12 different festivals, and it's just an incredible experience. One of my favourite festivals that takes place within that period would be the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Basically, you can obtain tickets. You're sat within the grounds of Edinburgh Castle, which is perched high up on the hill on the top of the Royal Mile. You're watching military performances from all around the world in a very colourful, visual, brought to life, amazing experience. And you're in one of the oldest buildings in the UK.
It's something you've got to do at least once in your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And those festivals, as I say, there are 12 of them. They cover everything from art, theatre, comedy, literature, poetry, you name it. It's basically... August is the time to be in Edinburgh.
We were talking about all kinds of anniversaries. It's actually the silver anniversary, I think the 25th anniversary of the Premier League football.
Yes, it is, yes, which is wonderful. That's covering England and Wales. Scotland have their own league. But one of the key messages I'd like to kind of just, you know, let people know is often people travelling to the UK think they can't obtain tickets to a Premiership match.
Right.
That's not quite true. You can obtain tickets. You just have to work through a specialist operator. Add two nights accommodation as minimum to the tour package, and basically you've got access into somebody like Manchester United, Aston Villa, Liverpool, wow. Everton, Manchester City, Chelsea. It's an amazing experience. However, if you're the time of year you're there, you can't get tickets. Go into one of our local traditional pubs on a Saturday afternoon. Just experience that pub come to life.
Yeah, what a great idea it is.
It's incredible.
Yeah. This is also the year of literary heroes in England. So another reason to travel this year.
Absolutely, yes. So this year is the 200th anniversary of the death of Jane Austen. Austen fans can visit her former home, which is in Chawton, about 1 hour, 20 minutes outside of London, so very easily accessible. That's her original house, and it's been turned into a decorated museum. I was lucky enough to be at it last year, and it's just incredible to take that step back in time with these, you know, very low roofs, just two rooms that she lived in, mm-hmm. And really experience what that life was for Jane Austen. However, you can also go off to the Roman town of Bath, which is not too far away. And that's really where she got her inspiration for most of her novels and what inspired her to write and live in those Regency times, covering fashion, the food and the society of Regency times.
Wonderful. Bath, again, one of my favourite places anywhere in Britain. Just gorgeous, just to wander around.
Absolutely. And very accessible from London. It's 2 hours out of London. And just a little trend that we've seen, Chris, is that a lot of people now are staying outside in these smaller cities and using that base as a hub and spoke kind of vacation. So they could stay in Bath for 2-3 nights and then just do day trips out so you're not having to change hotels every night.
That's a great idea. And it is so easy to get around.
Absolutely.
Now, Wales and Scotland, of course, have these amazing cities, but the landscapes there are what takes the breath away.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the three nations are very, very different in their landscape. Wales, for example, not many people will know this, but it's the only country in the world that has that you can walk around the whole of the country. Basically, it's got beautiful coastline. One of the beaches just in the south of Wales is recommended as one of the top beaches in the world, which people probably wouldn't think about when you think about Wales. But then in the north of Wales, you've got these beautiful rugged mountains. You've got the Snowdonia Mountains with just stunning, stunning countryside.
Yeah.
And then onto Scotland, very, very different in landscape. You've got the lochs, you know, where you might see Nessie. Great for the children to go and hunt down Nessie in Loch Ness. You've got these beautiful roaming glens, lochs, fells, absolutely stunning. And then some beautiful beaches in the far north off the islands as well.
Wow, so much to see, so much to cover. Where do we go to plan our trip to the UK?
Lots of places to go and visit, but what I would suggest is visitbritain.com is, is our main website, which is full of fascinating facts on how to get there, what to do when you're there, broken down by region. So depending on if you're a first-time traveller or a repeat travellers want to see something a little bit different. So we've got all of the information that anybody would ever want to make a destination choice and really make those three countries that we have into three different vacations in one.
Thank you so much, Carl, for our whirlwind tour of England, Scotland and Wales today. You get to come back soon because we've got so much more to cover.
I would love to. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Meanwhile, keep listening as we are going to be coming back after a quick break, and we're going to be looking at Trafalgar guided vacations as a very practical way to experience Britain and some of the exciting possibilities that Carl and I have been talking about just earlier. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
It's the year of literary heroes in England. And it's the year to take off a few pounds with a favourable exchange rate. Explore all that England, Scotland and Wales have to offer at visitbritain.com. Trafalgar's unique insider experiences guide you beyond the pubs and palaces for a deeper insight into Britain. Save an extra 10% off the land portion of your trip now. Simply use promo code PPTBritain on air and book by April 29th at trafalgar.com. It's a very good year to visit Britain.
Bill Snibson is the Cockney next door. Until he finds out he's actually a British noble. But can he give up his old life and love? The Shaw Festival presents Me and My Girl, the Tony Award-winning hit musical updated by the brilliant Stephen Fry. From Toronto, leave the driving to us and take the new Shaw Express bus. Go to shawfest.com.
You can go to a drugstore, or you can go to PharmaSave. What's the difference? Your community PharmaSave is independently owned by a knowledgeable, caring pharmacist, a vital member of your healthcare team. You'll find everything you need at PharmaSave. And most importantly, your PharmaSave pharmacist. Come see the difference.
Live well with PharmaSave.
Spa bath, man cave. From master bedroom to masterpiece, Paul Napolitano of Royal Home Improvements believes that building any custom kitchen or new addition starts with building trust.
I've seen a lot of the fan mail that you get. Why do people keep coming back to you?
Because they love you, Eve, and you keep mentioning our name. They come back to us out of the trust factor, being around since 1969. If you need something repaired, we're glad to come out and take care of it. If you want to do a complete renovation, let's say, for example, what's quite popular today is the empty nesters. Kids are gone, you got those empty bedrooms, so why not expand your master bedroom so you have a nice ensuite bathroom?
That's what's so great about Royal Home Improvements. It doesn't matter the size of the job, whether it's big or small, you get the same great service.
Trust isn't everything, it's the only thing. Get together with Paul and the team at Royal Home Improvements and start planning your next project together. Call 416-236-4400 or visit royalhomeimprovements.ca. It's hard to make time for yourself. But Pearle Vision makes eye care a little bit easier with eye care experts right in your neighborhood. With 20 GTA locations to choose from, you can buy one pair of prescription glasses or sunglasses and get one free. Billed straight to most insurance plans, they focus on giving you the genuine eye care you need so you can focus on what matters to you most. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your eye exam. Taxes extra. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating Canadian locations. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 3rd, 2017. Eye exams arranged.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Trafalgar, your guide to visit Britain.
Seeing the world through your radio. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where this week we are immersing ourselves in the history, the heritage and the culture of Britain. We've heard about the diversity of this fascinating destination that ranges from coastline and cream tea in Cornwall to haggis and Harris Tweed in the Highlands of Scotland. There is so much literary, TV and film heritage in Britain. You can literally follow in the steps of Jane Austen heroines, Sherlock Holmes or Harry Potter, and visit the landscapes showcased in Poldark, Downton Abbey and The Outlander. And there are cities to visit that are exciting and different as London, Liverpool, Glasgow and Edinburgh. So where to begin to get the best out of a trip to the UK? Well, now we're joined on the show by somebody who can help us take all the stress and worry out of travelling to Britain. So I'm going to welcome Wolf Pownich, who is the President Canada for Trafalgar. Welcome back to the Travel Show, Wolf.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be at Chris Robinson Travel Show. And certainly we have a lot to cover as to what Trafalgar offers when it comes to touring Britain. And the first thing is Trafalgar is really offering travel experiences. Right. So we don't even call our programs tours. This is kind of an old terminology. We call our programs guided vacations because we take the stress out of the planning. We ensure that our guests see all the key sites, but they do not have to be embroiled in the logistics of arranging everything. And we also make sure that our travel director are covering the destination in a way that will address every traveler's need in a personal way. So they will not be covering only history or only history of art or Bloody Mary or Henry VIII. They will be covering style, fashion, design, everyday living. And we also have a host of local characters who will meet and greet our guest in their place of business, in their castle, in their vineyard, and they will bring that everyday life perspective to the forefront.
Yeah, and I've personally experienced these travel directors. They are quite superb. They are so personalized to each one of their guests.
And that is the point. We're the only company that invests regularly into the professional development program of travel directors, which means that they travel with their peers and they deliver comments, they cover different topics, so they can get the true feel of how does their messaging resonate, how does their expertise resonate, because they are all experts in many things, but one or the other is certainly their forte. So once that is all taken care of and once the logistics are taken care of, our guests are really having a vacation.
So the behind-the-scenes team with Trafalgar, really important.
Oh, planning team, and our director of planning is Lisa Bissette. And really, they are such a creative force, from the scenes of where the famous movies have been filmed to the very historical places to finding a local storyteller or something quirky, something unique, a local specialist who will shed a different light on the destination.
And when it comes to Britain, Trafalgar's got so many different guided vacations that allow you to discover all the parts of Britain that you could wish.
Absolutely. Over 36 in two different programs with Trafalgar or with our brand Cost Saver. So really, whether you'd like a combination or a very sharp focus on, let's say, Devon and Cornwall, or just a week in London, because London is worth not a week.
Yeah, you've got a lifetime.
Exactly. So we deliver all those.
The word effortless springs to mind when it comes to Trafalgar.
Absolutely. The effortless is really what we want when we travel personally.
Yep.
And especially when we travel with an operator that has been around for 70 years, that has been able to hone the skills to get the best contracts, to get the best access, VIP access to the busy sites. So really, once you join Trafalgar Guided Vacation, you don't have to worry about practically anything.
Yeah, because you might think that a trip to Britain is easy to do by yourself, but actually, because of its sheer wealth of opportunities and things to see and do, you need an expert like Trafalgar.
I do agree, because people often forget, yes, I will fly there, but then you need to get to your hotel. So there's transfers involved, the timings involved, then you would like to have dinner. Where is the best place? Am I at the right place? Is this the most authentic British pub? So our guests will be met at the airport. They will have a welcome reception in a pub, not in a hotel.
Right.
So they will start getting immersed into a destination practically from day one.
You use the word authentic there, and authenticity is another word that springs to mind with Trafalgar.
Very much so. And, you know, we all want to come back from our experiential travel with a good story to tell, with something that we really keep retaining our memory as unique, as very authentic. And the game changer for Trafalgar was some years ago, our travel directors, our planners, and our chief visionary officer, how I like to call our CEO, Gavin Tolman, came with what we call Be My Guest program. And Be My Guest is really hosted by a local person, typically not from the travel industry or from hospitality. So we look for farmers, we look for owners of different properties, castles, vineyards. We create an agreement with them. We know what they have to offer as their specialty, and we have them host our guests, share bread, and share their life story or their business story.
Yeah, which is such a lovely experience. And again, my own personal story from that was, I think it was Muckross Farm, just outside of Killarney in Ireland.
Very true.
A lovely evening that none of us wanted to end.
Don't you agree that those wolfhounds that are greeting you at the entrance are great, great dogs, and then you learn how to churn butter, how to make Irish stew, speaking of Killarney. In the UK, we'd have great experiences in Wales. We'll have great experiences in different parts of England, and those are true, authentic local hosts.
Yeah.
And only with Trafalgar, our Be My Guest local host have an exclusive agreement with Trafalgar.
And that authenticity extends to the accommodations that you use.
thank you for bringing that topic, because nowadays the preponderance of these big brands is global. Mm-hmm. The world is really becoming a global village. But it is nice, especially in a country such as England or Scotland or Wales, to know that you've seen the true castle, that you've slept in under a canopy bed, mm-hmm. that you've spent time in where history was created or history of the world was in some way shaped or created, and to wake up in the morning having a beautiful park in front of you or being on a farm and hearing animals in the morning. And that's why we have put together these authentic accommodations where we really continue bringing the destination to life and that level of authenticity and of real experience to our guest.
An emphasis, too, on cultural insights.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And we are not just focused on the ancient culture. I would like to mention one of our local specialists, whose name is Phil. He's from Liverpool. And Phil went to school with a gentleman who's known as Ringo Starr.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can imagine that Phil is the right person to retell the history of Beatles. So Phil will take our guests to the Cavern Club. He'll show them Strawberry Fields. So they will hear the first-hand account of the early career of the Beatles.
And all with a Liverpoolian accent too, I
bet. Absolutely.
And that's part and parcel of the experience, the fun of the tour.
Well, when you put effortless, when you put authentic, when you put excellent travel director who really can cater to the individual needs of a guest, and when you put all the other guests who are basically trying to achieve the same, to really enjoy and experience the destination, you really have the best social combination. Yeah. People searching for the same type of reward, people enjoying travel, and people being very social and sharing their experiences every day.
Now you've got your team here in Canada to concoct a really great offer just for Travel Show listeners, haven't you?
Absolutely. And we have, for the listeners of Chris Robinson Travel Show, a special offer for Best of Britain in the month of July, booked from the day the show is aired until the end of March. And the code our listeners need to remember is PPT Britain on Air.
PPT Britain on Air.
And that will entitle them to 10% off the brochure price.
Great.
As long as the quantities last.
So get in there fast. You've got a website, of course, that people should go to too.
Absolutely. It's trafalgar.com or .ca if you are from Canada, which all of our listeners mostly are. And that's where you will find the details, descriptions, the departure dates, everything.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to take a quick break now, but do keep listening as when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about the different Trafalgar tours that help you discover the essence of Britain. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
It's the year of literary heroes in England. And it's the year to take off a few pounds with a favorable exchange rate. Explore all that England, Scotland, and Wales have to offer at visitbritain.com. Trafalgar's unique insider experiences guide you beyond the pubs and palaces for a deeper insight into Britain. Save an extra 10% off the land portion of your trip now. Simply use promo code PPTBritain on air and book by April 29th at trafalgar.com. It's a very good year to visit Britain.
There are bands that play his music, but only one worthy of his name. March 24th, the Glenn Miller Orchestra swings into the Mississauga Living Arts Center with 18 musicians, singers, and that unforgettable Glenn Miller sound.
Pardon me, boy, is that a Chattanooga choo-choo?
Get your tickets now and ride the Chattanooga choo-choo all the way to Tuxedo Junction with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Call 905-306-6000 or go to livingartscenter.ca.
Buongiorno, student.
Retirement is just around the corner. I'll finally get to travel, starting with Rome, so I decided to learn a little Italian. But did I save enough? And when should I take CPP? Oh, and what about downsizing? RBC worked with me to find the answers. We figured out what my next 30 years would look like and made a plan that fit my retirement because I have...
Silenzio, per favore.
I have no idea what he said.
Come in for a whole new conversation. RBC. Let's make someday happen.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzog Eye Institute. Are you confused by all your vision correction options and scared of making the wrong choice? It can make your head spin. and that doesn't help you see better. That's why we've created Herzig's Complete Guide to Laser Vision Correction to help you understand how to get your best vision without glasses or contacts. So Google High Definition Vision. Learn about Herzig. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Let me tell you about the guy whose girlfriend cut him off. She asked him to pick up her health food order and the natural health and beauty products she loves. And he said, I can't be running all over the place to get those things. And that's when the woman cut her boyfriend off. Stop, she said. I'll run over to Healthy Planet and get them myself. Because the expert advice and everything she needs, everything he needs, everything you need to be healthy and keep the planet healthy is not all over the place. It's all over at Healthy Planet. Live life healthy at Healthy Planet.
When connection's everything, Fido's got exactly what you need. Now get Fido Home Internet starting from $35 a month and surf and stream what you love. Modem rental included, no term contract, and no cancellation fee. Want more? Check out our unlimited plan and don't forget to ask us how to get a $100 credit on your bill. Go to Fido.ca for more details or visit one of our Fido stores today. Conditions apply. Fido, go get it.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Trafalgar, your guide to visit Britain.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where this week we're touring around Britain and discovering its many cultural treasures. And one way to explore Britain is on a Trafalgar guided vacation. Unwind as someone else does, not just the driving and navigating, but masterminds every little detail of your trip. Tasting the local cuisine is integral to any travel experience. And on a Trafalgar tour, you will be invited to dine with the locals. And meeting people is also part of the joy of traveling too. So on a Trafalgar tour of Britain, you'll meet not just the diverse peoples of this fascinating land, but also local experts and local artisans, as well as the merry band of fellow travellers, of course, from all over the world, who'll be sharing your guided vacation with you. I'm here with Wolf Pownich, president of Trafalgar in Canada, to find out lots more. So, Wolf, with such an array of guided vacations to choose from, how should listeners go about deciding on the right guided vacation for them?
It is rather easy, actually. I did mention that for us, being able to personalize travel experience is very, very important. And we do know that not everybody travels at the same pace or is having an interest for the same things. Mm. So we have different travel styles. For instance, At Leisure is a travel style that never departs on a traveling day earlier than 9 a.m.
Oh, how civilized.
Some people simply like to go for a run in the morning or sleep in or need more time, and we are aware of it. So At Leisure would be 3 to 4 nights in the same accommodation, a lot easier pace, later departure, a bit more free time.
Right.
On the other hand, we have traveling families, and they would like to kind of continue the education of their children or their grandchildren by exposing them to the real things. And that is part of our family program. What is the key in the family program? To create points of interest and points of activities that are conducive to different age groups. Hmm. And in Britain and Ireland, we have a beautiful program called Castles and Kilts.
Lovely. Castles and Kilts.
Exactly. Young travelers would learn not only the history of castles, not only the history of different Scottish clans. They will learn about falconry. They would learn about early agriculture. They would learn about history. They would learn about cuisine. So that really will be very, very educational experience for all generations involved.
And I like the idea of talking about guided vacations as being suitable for families. And Carl, earlier on in the show from Visit Britain, was talking about the importance of multi-generational travel.
Very much so.
Perfect for it.
Then some people would like to see Britain and Ireland as a whole.
Right.
So they would like to do Britain, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. On the other hand, some have been or are of British heritage, so they know certain parts. They would prefer to focus on a particular city or on a particular region. Mm-hmm. And I would say that London Explorer, which is a week-long stay in London with a travel director with fantastic cultural and culinary experiences, such as Borough Market, which is the preeminent London food market, yeah. Different access to, say, Kensington Palace and the tea in the glass house of the Kensington Palace. Wow. And other unique experiences is something for people who really like the urban scene of London, the combination of history, style, design, even shopping these days, right?
Yep.
And then we also have for the first-time travelers who are looking at maybe lower budget, we have cost-saver programs. And they would be very well put together in Trafalgar style, but they would include a little bit less of the experiences and give a little bit more free time to the traveler. So typically, the age on the cost saver tends to be a bit younger, but it doesn't matter. We often see families, we see couples, we see all kind of different travelers who would join our programs.
So something for everyone. And further guidance, of course, too, from your travel agent view.
Absolutely. And you know, when deciding which program is the right fit, I would invite all of our listeners to go on Trafalgar website, trafalgar.com, and read the reviews of the program they're interested in. Because the reviews clearly serve as a quality control measure, but they also often inspire travelers because somebody mentions a particular thing that they were very impressed with. So that is really another way to find the right program for any traveler, depending on their style.
Comes back to that authenticity, too. And single travelers are not ignored.
Solo travelers are very, very important to us. There is a growing number of solo travelers taking Trafalgar guided vacations, and we do absolutely our best to facilitate their travel expenses. We select programs where we can make agreements with the hoteliers to either have the single supplement or to completely get rid of it. And in the case of Britain and Ireland program, Devon and Cornwall is a program where we offer specific dates where there is no single room supplement or it has been reduced as much as we could.
I'm sure that is very much appreciated.
Very much appreciated, very popular. And when we have our consumer events, we do come across solo travelers. And actually, they are very committed and they love traveling with Trafalgar.
It's a very sociable way of traveling, of course. And that also brings us into the whole area of value, because you've got some great deals, and not least of which is this very special one that you just mentioned for travel show listeners.
Only for Chris Robinson Travel Show. We are absolutely delighted to have a special offer for the listeners of our good friend Chris Robinson. It is Best of Britain, the entire month of July, 10% incentive off the brochure price, bookable between March the 11th and March 31st, until quantities last. So please make up your mind quickly.
And that's not all. You've got some other offers out there as well from multiple trips, people who've taken trips.
And thank you for bringing it to the attention of our listeners, Chris. In the month of March until the April 28, if available, many Trafalgar guided vacations would have a 5% booking incentive. Now, as long as quantities last, because some of our programs are already full, this is a fantastic year to travel to Britain. The exchange rate is there.
Yeah.
I do not recall Canadian dollar being £1 being $1.7 Canadian.
Yeah.
There is capacity on airlines. The air is very well priced. And I'm sure I was in London 10 days ago, many of our listeners like to do some shopping because British design is actually quite fantastic. So is British fashion. So I did indulge in spending some time at Paul Smith Boutique in London, and I found excellent deals.
You are always looking dapper, if I may say so, Wolf.
Thank you very much.
Now I know why. Now, back-to-back tours are also becoming popular.
Yes, because, you know, Canadians do have a bit more vacation time than our friends south of the border. Yep. And we do realize that most of our Canadian travelers prefer to book programs in duration of 11 to 14 days. But increasingly, there is a trend of booking back-to-back. And in case of Britain, I would say a fantastic thing is, if you haven't been in a long time, to spend a week in London.
Yeah.
The Shard, all the new architectural marvels of London, the galleries, the museums, the shopping, fantastic. And then maybe you want to go to Scotland. So you can combine a week in London with a guided vacation of Scotland.
Fantastic. Well, we're drawing to the end of the show. Are there any particular tours that you really want to highlight? There's so many, it's difficult.
It is very difficult, and I do invite our listeners to visit the website or to look at the brochure. I do have to say that I love Best of Britain, the one that we are putting as a special offer, simply because it is a 14-day program, and it really, really gives you Scotland, Wales, England, from Stonehenge to modern day, from the lochs up north in Scotland to southern England, Kent. It really does give the best of the whole picture.
Yeah, lovely. One last insider's tip, perhaps?
Last insider's tip. If you're not taking back-to-back, always consider arriving a couple of days before, because it is good to wear off the jet lag, get ready for your program, and maybe stay an extra day or two if you want to kind of revisit some museums, do some shopping, spend some time on your own.
Yeah, super idea. So a pre or post stay.
They are available through Trafalgar up to 3 days before or after.
Lovely. Okay, the last thing you have to do, Wolf, is just to reiterate that offer so we've got that out there to our listeners.
For the listeners of Chris Robinson Travel Show, special offer by Trafalgar on Best of Britain, any July departure, 10% off booking incentive, bookable between March the 11th and March 31st.
Wonderful. You'll find that also on the Chris Robinson Travel Show website. You've got to go to the trafalgar.com website. Well, great website. Love spending time there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in and telling us how to make the best of our trip to Britain.
Thank you, Chris. It's always a pleasure. And I invite our listeners to remain loyal to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, and also to travel with Trafalgar in 2017 and further.
I can personally recommend it. Join me next week for another travel experience. And in the meantime, bon voyage and ta-ta and cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. A hotel pool in Italy has been entered into the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's deepest swimming pool. If you're not comfortable in the water, then the Hotel Terme Milipini in Italy's Montegrotto Terme resort area may not be the place for you. That's because this spa complex in northeast Italy, near Padua, is best known for boasting the deepest pool in the world, measuring a daunting 42 metres deep, the equivalent of a 13-storey building. Named the Y40 Deep Joy, the pool has been built to attract scuba enthusiasts and freedivers. But unlike the frigid temperatures of the open ocean, where most such diving takes place, Deep Joy is filled with warm thermal water from local springs, which eliminates the need for wetsuits. But don't worry if you don't fancy yourself as a diver. Deep Joy also features a suspended, transparent, underwater tunnel that allows mere mortals like you and me to walk through and watch the divers in action. The Trump administration in the US has announced that it is suspending action on President Obama's decision in October to probe a long-time practice by the major US airlines of preventing selected travel websites from showing their prices. The aim was to provide travelers with greater transparency. But the U.S. Transportation Department said that it is suspending a public comment period on the review to, quote, allow the president's appointees the opportunity to review and consider this action, unquote. So, it seems like greater transparency is not viewed quite so favorably these days, and that the airline lobby is back in power in Washington. The deal of the week is with Trafalgar on their Best of Britain tour. It's a special discount that's only available for Travel Show listeners of 10% off all July departures of this most popular guided vacation of the highlights of Britain. You need to quote the promo code PPTBritainOnAir. It's a limited time offer, so check out the tour on trafalgar.com and speak to your travel agent soon. This is the last call to come river cruising with me on the River Seine in September. I'm delighted to be hosting Avalon Waterways' Paris to Normandy one-week river cruise departing Toronto on September the 2nd on a special all-inclusive package created by Discount Coach Tours at a very specially discounted price. We'll see Paris, Rouen and Normandy, the landing beaches, the castles, palaces and gardens, and so much more. All the while enjoying the leisurely luxury of Avalon's beautiful Tapestry 2 vessel. The details of this trip can be found on a dedicated website at avalonoffer.ca. And I look forward to seeing you on board. But do hurry, there's only one or two places left. Next week's destination on the Travel Show is a place with palm trees in sheltered coves, yet some of its coast has a wild, raw beauty, where huge Atlantic rollers crash and churn, shaping jagged ocean crags, islands and inlets, and the sheer granite walls of Europe's tallest sea cliffs. Plus, you'll be made welcome by some of the most charming and friendly people anywhere in the world. Yes, we're off to Ireland in the knowledgeable company of Royal Irish Tours. Do drop in at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website for the details of our next show. And while you're there, you can follow the link to my Pinterest board full of images from my past journeys to Ireland. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zuma Radio as we visit the Emerald Isle just in time for St. Patrick's Day on the Chris Robinson Travel Show.